Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today we end this week and we end our trip through John's Gospel, learning about the knowledge and foreknowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. My goal this week, by the grace and wisdom of God, has been to show you that Jesus knows people. Jesus knows his own. Jesus knows God the Father, and Jesus knows his own destiny. Should you have missed any of the previous broadcasts and podcasts, you can get caught up this weekend by visiting our website and listening. Just visit godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. The top five podcasts listed in descending order are this week's. You can listen online or download them to your mobile device and listen wherever you go. The website godisministry.org. Thus far, we have covered the first three points and now the fourth. In John's Gospel, we find that Jesus knows his own destiny. Turn with me in your Bible to John chapter 13, and I will read verses 1 through 4. John 13, verses 1 through 4. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, Jesus girded himself. If we kept reading, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. John 13. Verse 1, Jesus knowing that his hour had come. Verse 3, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. Jesus always knew his own destiny, and now he knows that the time has come for him to die. He will soon be crucified. And just how does Jesus, being man, know this? The word is know, not guess, not has an idea, not thinks it might be the time. It is not that. It is this. Jesus knows. How does he know? Because Jesus is all-knowing, and because Jesus is foreknowing. His death was planned from eternity past, from before time began, and he well knows that now, in real time, in human time, in John 13, his death is imminent. God planned for it, and now the time has come. Let's go over to chapter 18, John chapter 18 and verse 4, but for context, I will begin in verse 1. John 18, verse 1 begins, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden, in which he entered with his disciples. Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus had often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having received the Roman cohort and officers from the chief priest and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. So Jesus, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, 'Whom do you seek?' They answered him, 'Jesus the Nazarene.' He said to them, 'I am he.'" What an emotional scene for us to read about. Here is our Lord, whom we love so much. And over the ravine of Kidron and into the garden he goes with his disciples, not to retreat and to talk together and pray together, not this time. Jesus goes there because he knows Judas and the Roman soldiers and the officers of the Jewish chief priest and Pharisees will find him there. And verse 4 says, highlight this, verse 4 of John 18, so Jesus, knowing all the things that were coming upon him. Here it is again. Jesus knows his own destiny. It is in the predetermined plan of God for him to be crucified, and first he must be apprehended. That's now. This to me is chilling. Jesus said to them, whom do you seek? They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene. He said to them, I am he. No resistance, no defending himself, no running away, just I am he. Actually, in the Greek, simply yet profoundly, I am. Knowing that all the things about his arrest, fake trial, death, and resurrection were now coming upon him, Jesus says, I am. Friends, Jesus knows his own destiny. And then we come to the 19th chapter of this glorious Gospel of John, and Jesus is on the cross. Listen to what the Apostle John, eyewitness to the death of Christ, writes. John chapter 19, beginning in verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, to fulfill the scripture, said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Here again we have the Lord knowing what had been accomplished and knowing that what remained was for him to fulfill the prophecy of Scripture, this time from Psalm 69, verse 21. And so he says, I am thirsty. He received the sour wine. Christ from the cross fulfilling prophecy. He who set prophecy in place knew all the prophecies. How does Jesus know each prophecy? And how does he know how and when to bring about their fulfillment? He knows because Jesus is God. Therefore, he possesses all knowledge and all foreknowledge. What we have done is to move across the Gospel of John so that we can see how the nature of the omniscient, foreknowing God permeates the Lord Jesus Christ. I've said it before, I say it again, Jesus is truly God and truly man. There was his kenosis. He emptied himself, but never of his deity. As discussed and determined on this program, never did Christ empty himself of his knowledge and foreknowledge. He fully possessed all divine attributes. He just did not always fully express them. The Lord took on a human nature with its limitations. His deity was never surrendered. So when we deal with the person of Christ, we encounter the knowledge and foreknowledge of the living God. My hope has been that setting some of our teaching on foreknowledge in the context of Christ's life will help us to learn what foreknowledge in Romans 8 and other texts means. In Jesus, we see foreknowledge applied. I fully grant the word prognosko is not found in the Gospel of John or the other three Gospels for that matter. As we have learned, prognosko means that God foreordains, God preplans, God has the predetermined plan, the determinate counsel of his will before the foundation of the world. That word is in Romans, but not in John. However, by a careful reading and study of Christ's life, of his words and actions, we find the living out of the prognosko. And we will meet Jesus again when we get to predestination in our ongoing study of the golden chain of salvation, or the order of salvation. May it be that Jesus is our constant guide, teacher, and companion on each of these broadcasts and podcasts. I don't know about you, but I find that God, Father, Son, and Spirit, being the God of foreknowledge, I find this very comforting and reassuring. Like you, I encounter difficulty, struggle, and sadness in my life. I have questions that seem unanswerable and probably are unanswerable about my circumstances. For me, maybe not for you, but for me, I find reassurance that God's word teaches that God foreordains, God preplans, God has the predetermined plan, the determinate counsel of his will before the foundation of the world in my life. The fact, I think this is fact, the fact that God not only knows my future, but has planned my future, I love this. And that's saying something, because by personality or by circumstance or both, I am generally a person who likes to be in control. I am not a fan of surrendering control to someone else. However, being in control can also make me anxious, tired, and feeling drained. And so to know that God has me in the palm of his hand, and he has been thinking about me, little me, from before the beginning, to know that he has foreordained my life, this gives me a huge sense of relief. Instead of being anxious, I am calm. Instead of being tired, I am energized. Instead of being drained, I am well rested. Why? Because God knows. Because God foreknows. My life is in his hands from before the beginning until after the end. The same is true for you. Join us on Monday for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.